The George Weah Foundation School is in the heart of the community of Gibraltar, where its namesake was born and raised. It's a sea of rusty tin roofs sitting on reclaimed swampland. The school is the only hint of Gibraltar's connection with Africa's biggest football superstar. Arthur Dormer is the school principal.
We've got 7 classrooms downstairs, we've got 3 upstairs. Let's go. So from here, all this place was swamp. So Joey, I said, no, we're going to be living at this. And you see rocks on top of zinc.
Yeah, they've got the rocks on the roof so that it doesn't flow away.
She'll be living at this. Somebody on the plane coming to Liberia first time. And you see horses, look at some kind of village. No, we can't continue like this. You go Ghana, you see all the horses there, red. They got one color, red. But you come to this country, the country does not have no formation.
You have quite a few TV aerials, though.
Yeah.
You've got current?
Yeah, well, we got current. Now, the current situation, everybody can afford to have the current. So some people have to go on the side to pay for something to give you one line in your room. You see the wire? Where it coming from? You know?
Where is the wire coming from? It looks like someone has just tied it to the edge of the house.
You know, it's not good. You know, this is power theft. But can you arrest somebody for now? Because you're not supplying people current. We live in dark. And this is a city. This city not so big that the interior. And you know, current and water are very important to human beings. So how will you keep someone in the dark? They were the criminal and carry on their dirty act.
Betty Wiese is George Weah's aunt by marriage and still lives in the community. She remembers watching him playing football on TV with his grandmother, who brought him up. Like many people in Liberia, she refers to him by his middle name of Opon. His grandmother's nickname for him is Jufla, meaning lazy in Weah's native Kru language.
I tell the grandma was living. Opon playing. I say, Oma, see Opon in the TV. Then he say, Jufla. Grandma, Opon grandma. I'm proud of him because now climb the ladder up.
Christina Sakor is Weah's niece. She shares childhood memories of her Uncle George.
All my life I live in Gibraltar. I was a baby. I was smaller when you were here. He knows me well. He's my uncle, the ambassador. He's very good. He's kind. He loves people. He loves children. Anytime he comes around, he welcomes all good. So we appreciate him a lot.
So what do people in Gibraltar hope President Weah will do? Here's Betty Wiese.
I want to do good things to help. We want work, people to work, the youth to get work. In the name of Jesus, we change it.
Arthur Dormer is confident that Weah will turn things around for Gibraltarians.
We are got a lot of plan for his people. Not only for the people living in Gibraltar, but Liberia as a whole. But first of all, where he came from. Because before going outside, you can't leave your room dirty. So he said, no, the first thing first, Gibraltar. You got to clean Gibraltar before the country.
It's clear that Weah hasn't forgotten his humble roots, and support for him is rock solid in this area. Whether he and his government are able to improve the lot of Liberia's poor, starting with the community of Gibraltar, remains to be seen. Lucinda Rouse, in Monrovia, Liberia, for Radio France International.